Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We're recording.
Recording. Yes, we are. Yes. Okay.
Yes. Woo-hoo. 25 times drum. Hi, everybody.
Hello. Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth, The Bachelorette. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And what the fuck did we just watch? I was just telling Justine, my sister called me mid-episode, and I literally took the call.
Why not?
What am I watching?
Why not?
I had a full-on, 15-minute call with her, still taking notes, still caught stuff, but, nothing of substance was actually happening. What the hell did we just watch?
Nope. We just watched, a mid-season reunion?
Yeah. Before the final rose?
Right, yeah.
Point. I don't even know. Dare I ask what your initial thoughts are of this weird time warp of an episode?
You know, my initial thoughts, I started writing them early. I usually start writing them 2 seconds before we record. But I really can't believe they had me sitting in my chair with my glasses on watching Hannah talk about her pimple named Marcus. And they didn't even have the nerve to, edit it creatively. On The Housewives, they edit it really creatively when they do flashbacks, and it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. And they didn't even do that. I feel like this is absolutely the worst episode of the entire franchise that I have ever seen.
Yes,
by far.
Hands down. Mm-hmm.
And also, I can't believe they did this to Eva Longoria and her little show that came after this, because I know people turned the show off and did not turn ABC back on for Grand Hotel or whatever the fuck that show was called.
Oh, God.
That was supposed to be their good lead-in. They had all that promo.
All the little promos, yeah.
And they just left Eva Longoria in the dust. That was horrible. Oh my God.
Yeah, I had no desire to. As soon as the show was over, I was like, done.
Done.
I'm done with you, ABC.
And I'm sure, if we weren't recapping and doing this stuff for you guys, I probably would have turned it off, at 9:30.
Oh, yeah. The only right? reason I was still watching this for this podcast, because yes. The episode ended at 9:15. The whole highlights reel foolishness with Chris Harrison literally started at 9:20.
Yeah. So they just did this to this other little show. I just can't. This was just hard. And the episode before that, 8 o'clock to 9:15, was actually pretty good.
Yeah, but stuff was happening.
Stuff was going on, but yeah. Oh man, I was just in disbelief. What about you?
Mm-hmm. I mean, clearly, drama. Aside from Luke P.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think why they did this, because the Luke P. Mm-hmm. drama is still going on. Mm-hmm. They've been force feeding it to us. So I guess they reached a point where they're like, okay, we're doing too much of it. We need to cut it and do something different. But we can't do anything different because there's no other drama in the house to speak of. So let's just do this highlights reel. like weird episode. You know what I mean? Like they didn't really have many options. There's no other drama to show besides the Luke P drama that they already know is getting tired.
Yeah.
So I feel like they used this as like a buffer in some way, but it was it was just weird. Not what we signed up for. Like no one asked for this.
No. And I would, instead of a highlight reel, again, they could have gotten creative. They could have had Hannah sitting down with a sex therapist. They could have had Hannah sitting down with a pastor. They couldn't. Like, Chris Harrison, doesn't he host Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? He gets paid enough. Give him the day off. Like, they could have made this more interesting, and they just chose to make it whack.
Yeah, they could have done something. Yeah, you're right. They could have done something with her. Like, flying Demi, flying a friend. Have her sit down with a minister to kind of talk through how she's feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Flying her mother, like, I don't know, something.
Yes, but, her parents, her friends, her real friends.
Yeah. Mm. Very strange. So that, yeah, that was one thought. I'm just trying to make sense of what the hell I just watched. Then the other part, which kind of addresses the first half of the episode with Hannah and her foolishness with the guys, like, I sympathize with her because you could see she's getting frustrated and wanting to just be done with all the pettiness and finally have some conversations with people. And like, let's push these conversations and relationships to another level. Like you can tell that's where she's at the point. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like you brought all this on yourself, girl, because you kept Luke P around. Mm-hmm. Like he is the source of all of the drama. Everybody else in the house gets along. So if you're tired of the drama, get rid of the drama. Like point blank period. That's it. It was like seeing her get all up in arms and like pissed and like yell at the guys was very entertaining, but it was hard to sympathize because it was like you brought all this on yourself, girl. So I don't know what you want me to say, do, think, feel. What am I supposed to do with this? So those are my thoughts.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
it's a very strange episode. But before we get into the recap, quick little announcement. We will be doing another live stream in July. Yay! So we are making it like a monthly thing. So our July live stream will be on July 10th. Same thing as before. It'll be through Patreon. We'll give you all the details leading up to it. Whether we're doing a Q&A or something different, we'll let you know. But mark your calendars. Aside from that, same old, rate, review, subscribe. Shout out to everyone on Patreon. We see y'all. See the community board is lit and live.
Yes. Yeah, it's you guys like, go in on that community
going board. Going in. I know. I'm like, shit, because the DMs be flowing, and now I'm like, damn, this community board is flowing too.
I know.
So we're trying to keep up with it. But yeah, thanks for staying engaged, and it's cool to see everybody talking with each other.
Yep.
Twitter's always live. Follow us on Twitter. The number 2 BLK girls, the number 1 Rose.
And our email, the number 2 black girls, the number 1 Rose at gmail.com. We give you guys feedback and ask you questions and give you homework all the time. So email us and let us know.
And hit us up on Instagram, tag us in your story, share us with the world. All right, so of course, before we get into the recap, still trucking along, Justine, I know you have some lovely church announcements.
Yes, take us to church, please. Some quick short ones. Thank you to Therese, I want to say I'm saying your name right, and Kara for the love this week. Two new emails from some new patrons that we got, so thank you. And I want to give a shout out to everyone who is sending over Highland Cow pictures continuously in our DMs and in our tweets. I love them. Oh my God, I love them so much.
Just for you, girl.
I know. They're my favorite. Keep them coming. And if anyone is actually in Scotland, I would just love any personal stories. And that's that.
Any person who is Scottish, please send in a personal story. Like, what can
with
I call
you and Highland like? Cow.
Oh, my God.
That would be my favorite thing.
She would die. Please make her day so she can stop talking about these damn cows.
I will never.
Lord.
Oh my God. Any Bachelor Nation news this week?
Yes, we do have some Bachelor Nation news.
Yay.
So shout out to the few people who sent us over a link to Hannah B's interview on Nick Viall's podcast, the Viall Files. Y'all know I love me some Nick Viall. He misses
and he'd be interviewed. He's like a journalist.
Yeah. It was, did you listen to the interview?
No, but I listened to them in the past.
Okay. This interview was good. I was impressed. I was like, oh, I might have to listen to him, like, you know, if he has somebody good on there that I give a shit about. But
yeah.
So Hannah B was on his episode, was on his podcast. Very interesting interview. If you guys get a chance to listen to it, I can recap it for you right now. But you definitely got more insight into Miss Hannah B. There's a lot to this girl and a lot of context that we're not seeing on the show at all, which they've really done a disservice to her because she has a whole backstory that really explains why she's operating the way she is, but we don't get any of it. But basically in the interview, some key points, she talks a lot about growing up with the whole kind of pageant, you know, Miss Perfect, Southern Belle, teacher's pet, like that was always her like persona. But really she started to kind of break down when she got to college, when she realized that, like, you know, in her algebra class, there's like 50 homecoming queens. Like, everybody's beautiful. They're all here perfect and Southern Belle and whatnot. So kind of having a little bit of that, like, shock to the system. And as a result, in college, she dealt with a lot of issues of, like, self-love, depression, anxiety. She also talked about that in relationship to her relationship with pageants, how being in the pageant world kind of fueled a lot of this, but how she at some point she quit for a little bit around the time she was like really suffering with like depression and like perfectionism and those issues, and then she was able to kind of work on herself and she signed up for Miss Alabama USA like 2 weeks before they were even like closed or
what? I don't
know how sign up works, and she went and fucking won the shit. but that was like the first time she was like participating in the pageant where she like fully was herself and not being like, you know, coached up and down, and she really got to be herself. But she said she was still struggling because it's weird being in the pageant world where it's like be yourself, but also, you know, be a lady and don't do this and don't do that and don't do that and don't like so like always struggling with that. She talked a lot about how going on Colton season was tough because she was falling back into her trap of being Miss Perfect. So like what we witnessed on TV was her literally in that struggle. So it's like her trying to be her real self, which is like goofy, a little less than perfect, you know, flawed. She's, you know, a regular human being. And struggling between that and like who we got, which was like a weird middle ground of her trying to like present this pageant Miss Perfect to Colton.
Yeah.
But then also trying to be like herself. Yeah. And so like even when she was like needed to give that toast to Colton, she like froze because she like knew it had to be something like good and perfect and like but she also like she just felt the pressure of like the cameras, Colton. And then like all these self perfectionist issues that she's been working on, but now she's on television where she has to be perfect. And so we were seeing like a very weird side of her, which came out looking terrible on television, basically.
I also just want to say that I feel like she was never into Colton. I'm just going to say that right now. Continue.
She never really addressed that on the interview, actually. Yeah, she didn't really talk about her relationship much with Colton, actually. So Nick Viall flat out asked her, okay, let's talk about Luke P.
Yeah.
And asked her, like, is this a situation you've been in before? Like, is this a pattern that that you've dealt with or whatnot? And she kind of explained it as she always fights to find the good in people. And she wants to be the one to, like, bring it out of them. And so she admitted that her connection with Luke P reminded her of her past, like, long-term relationship from high school, which I'll tell you all about because it's a little juicy. And she said she, like, sympathized with Luke P because she, you know, she was a contestant herself and being in the Bachelor world, how, like, it's a weird vacuum of a world that you can sometimes mm-hmm. not see how you're coming off to others mm-hmm. Because you're in this weird vacuum. So she was like, I'm trying to give people the benefit of the doubt. It's also a competition show, so all the guys are competing. Mm-hmm. And how she basically, she was trying to figure out if this is actually how he is, or if this is like the weird bachelor warp that is making him like this, or has him coming off like this. Right. So she's like, I had to, like, of course, listen to the guys and what they're saying, but at the same time, be sympathetic to the fact that, like, we're in this weird fucking bubble. And like, is this actually how he is? Is he a psychopathological liar? Or is this how he's coming off because he's like flustered by the cameras and being in this weird, like, scenario, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a little bit too trusting for me, because if I have 13 guys telling me this guy ain't shit, that's, for me, that's enough. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's also not my job. If you are a psychopath, liar, crazy man, that's different from being like Hannah Beast and like growling all over the place mm-hmm. or being like coming off as dumb or things mm-hmm. like that. You know what I mean? Versus mm-hmm. you using my words to twist them around on me.
Right, or just flat out lying on people.
Yeah, like, or just lying. That's totally different.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, I didn't really understand that, but at least she had, I don't know, got a little bit more insight. Like, we'd even get that little soundbite yes. on the show of her saying, I like to see the good in people. I'm trying to, like, we'd even right. get any of that on the show. We just get her looking nuts. that, yeah. So, yeah, getting a little bit of that insight was cool.
Yes.
And then she dived into her past, which I was very thankful to hear, because we have no context of her past relationships at all on the show. Yeah. So she talked about she dated a guy in high school, fell mm-hmm. in love with him when she was like in the 9th grade. Finally started dating. I know. Finally started dating her senior year. And he basically like played her out, wasn't the best mm-hmm. girlfriend. That translated to them dating in college as well. So it was like a very long-term relationship mm-hmm. where he also treated her like shit in high school and mm-hmm. college. She didn't really go into details as to what he did, but basically just sounded like a shit boyfriend.
Yeah.
And so they kind of had their growing pains. In the end, she said he kind of like grew up and became a better man in the process, which is all fine and dandy for him. But she said at some point she just like found the strength to eventually break up with him, mm-hmm. Which was tough because she was still in love with him, but she recognized that he wasn't good for her. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So she got to that point. And then soon after she broke up with the high school sweetheart guy, she started dating someone new, like almost immediately afterwards. Wasn't like much of a break. They got very serious very quickly, to the point that they were looking at engagement rings.
Yes, I remember. Yeah. This is the guy she had sex with. Yes.
Mm-hmm. They didn't look at engagement. They were going to go look at engagement rings. Mm-hmm. And then a week before they were going to go look at rings, mm-hmm. they ended up having like a very, she said like a seemingly like innocent conversation about like their past relationships. And mm-hmm. She was talking about her past relationship with the high school guy. And basically at the end of the conversation, the new guy broke up with her. He said that she was still, it sounds like you're still in love with your high school sweetheart, and ended things with her. Like no engagement rings, no nothing, like was done. And she ended up admitting to herself that she was still in love, still hung up on the first guy. Yeah. She ended up going back to the first guy, told him everything that she felt and was in love with him. And being the fuckboy that he is, he played around with her for a couple of days, and then she mm-hmm. found out that he was dating somebody else.
Yeah, had a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was a rough time. She said she ended up dropping a sure thing with a guy who was about to marry her for some old dude who turned out to still not be shit. And then in the end, she ended up with nobody.
Yeah.
So she's kind of been through it. And after that, she spent like a year and a half like not dating at all, and then eventually mm-hmm. like ended up on The Bachelor somehow.
Mm, yeah.
So yeah, it was cool to get some context into that. Yeah. We didn't hear about what the high school boyfriend, how he kind of led Dictor around, but I'm assuming mm-hmm. he had some Luke P tendencies.
Yes.
That she's like very familiar with, hence kind of falling back into the trap with Luke P mm-hmm. on the show. Mm-hmm. Also, she talked about her faith and how she's kind of developed as she's gotten more mature, become a woman, she's developed her own thoughts on, like, what it means to be, like, a good Christian woman, and kind of reconciling, like, you know, being a Christian woman, but, like, on television, like, making out and rolling around with guys. And, like,
rolling around.
Rolling around. But, like, she's like, I'm also a grown-ass woman, and Jesus loves me.
She has the right to.
I have the right to do that, and that's that. And that's my definition of being Christian. You can have your own. So I kind of like how she broke that down and showed, like, maturity, and that she, has her own individual relationship with Jesus Christ whatnot, and is not just, like, falling into this, like, evangelical Christian, like, you know, textbook, whatever they say is a good Christian woman. So,
overall,
it was a really good interview. I kind of cut out the end. They were doing, like, listener questions, but I listened to, like, the bulk of it. I recommend listening to it if you want to get more insight into Hannah. Definitely gave me more context. I'm a little bit more sympathetic to the girl. And I'm, like, annoyed that the show is not giving her any of this.
Yeah, like, that is horrible how they're editing her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad.
Very, very bad. So, yeah, that was that. In other Bachelor Nation news, the Bachelor in Paradise cast was revealed.
Yay.
Not everybody, but some people.
Yeah, just the first whatever.
Six people, I think.
Yeah.
So, because there's obviously going to be guys from Hannah's season, but they're still on the show, so they can't really say everybody yet. But so far, who we have is Cam, ABC.
Oh, no.
He going to be there. Blake.
Yes, my
Blake
boo.
From Becca Garrett Blake, who I think is going to be cleaning up down there on that beach. Clay.
Love Clay. Maybe he'll get Precious a little edge.
Maybe he'll get a little edge. We'll see.
You
Precious
know?
Little Clay will be there. Demi, of course. Paul Jones, of course.
Of course.
Tasia is going to be in Paradise.
That is shocking to me.
I'm excited to see her there. You're shocked?
I'm so excited to see her. I'm just shocked she doesn't have a man by now.
I know, that's true. I thought she would have got scooped up, right?
Yeah.
But nope, she'll be in Paradise.
Okay.
And Bibiana will also be
Which,
in Paradise.
What? I saw her picture. I was like, girl.
I know. Because she's now been on Winter Games, Paradise.
Yep.
Now this is her next Paradise.
And The Bachelor.
So, seen a lot of Bibiana. Last time she was in Paradise, she was straight up being like the house mentor and not dating. So
not dating anyone. Like,
dishing out advice. So I hope she finds somebody.
She's a different strategy now, you know?
That is it for Bachelor Nation news.
All right.
Should we jump into the recap?
Let's go.
Let's do it. All right. So we pick back up. We're not in Edinburgh, contrary to my whole talk from last episode. We are in Inverness, which I guess is another major city in Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys are all sitting, chatting about, I'm assuming Luke P. I was on the phone at this point, so separate phone conversation, but I was trying to wrap up a phone call. The guys are sitting around chatting about Luke P, because we pick back up in the episode where Luke P is on his one-on-one date with Hannah. Last week, she told him, I cannot give you this rose, and we kind of cut out to be continued. So we've returned, and we're back on the date with Hannah and Luke P. Hannah is letting him know how, like, frustrated she is with him, how she's given him ample time this whole day to kind of prove himself, explain himself, show some emotions. And Luke P, in true Luke P fashion, because he just needs to say whatever he can to, like, make it to the next level, is like, well, just, you know, please think about everything between us from day one. I'm willing to say my bad. I take full responsibility. You know, let's just move on.
Saying nothing.
Just trying to sweep the junk under the rug.
Yeah.
And hop over it. And she says, no, like, giving you a rose tonight just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, basically, it's too little, too late. You're doing too much, too late.
Too little, yeah.
Yeah. And so Luke is still not clicking with him. Like, nigga,
no,
you are going home.
No, he is staring at her like, wait, so what does this mean?
Yeah.
If I don't get a rose, then
what's
the double
next
door's
step?
Gonna open? Who's performing?
Yeah. he flat out asked, like, is that it? Does that mean I go home tonight? And she's
yes.
like, yes, bruh, get up and leave. She says to him, yes, I need you to respect that.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, she had to slide in because you already know this nigga was going to come walking back.
Yep.
And come preach and beg mm-hmm. and plead. And so yeah, she tells him, yes, I need you to respect that. They hug. He leaves the mansion that they're in. Mm-hmm. As he's walking off in his little confessional, he admits mm-hmm. it never crossed my mind that I would go home. Like, he never even planned for this moment. So he doesn't even know what's happening. Yeah.
And it is crazy to me that no time during their daytime date, he planned mm-hmm. that he was going home.
That is what is so crazy. Like, your date
wild.
Was horrible, my dude. Like,
horrid.
Horrid. She was miserable. Mm-hmm. She was pissed. She was not smiling. She was not happy during the whole date. And you, for some reason in your head, thought that you were still going to get a rose and it was going to be all fine.
Oh, my God. And she was dressed like she was going to send him home. Her whole outfit looked like it cost $35. She had on these terrible Claire's heart earrings that drove me crazy. They were horrid.
The heart earrings.
She had on this dress that would have been cute if it was long, but it was a mini dress. And so it just looked very Forever 21 to
me.
Nothing wrong with a Forever 21 dress. There is when you have a bachelor budget.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So Luke, we just see him walking off into the woods. Talking about how sad he is, mm-hmm. like literally these very empty woods. He's just walking, voiceover about how sad he is, can't believe what's happening. And then suddenly, we see him make a sharp pivot and starts walking back towards the house.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I care about her so much that I don't want to go home. Hannah was right. I've been trying to be perfect, and now my eyes are open.
Mm-mm.
Didn't the girl just say respect the fact that you are leaving right now?
You gotta go.
And you know she had to say that because she already knew his ass was gonna come walking back.
Mm-hmm. And not respect her.
And not respect it, exactly. Yeah. So Luke P heads right back to the mansion place that they're in mm-hmm. and tries to apologize. He's still trying to take ownership for his bullshit. Hannah, you know, I don't know any other way to say what I need from you. And then we pretty much just watch them talk in circles for another 5 minutes.
Yes, this is so exhausting to watch.
Very exhausting. At some point in their conversation, I didn't even understand what the fuck we were talking about anymore.
No. Because
she's saying, I need more from you. Why don't you give this to me? Like, why aren't you giving it to me? Like, what is it? I was so confused as to what we were talking about. What is the it?
Yeah.
What is he apologizing for? What are we talking about here?
Right. Yeah, I'm confused on what she's asking from him at this point because I feel like it has expired. Like, if he was to tell you now, I prefer mac and cheese, I feel like she would not accept that.
Because it's over. We're past
it. It's done.
Yeah. So, I don't know. They're just talking more in circles. Luke gave a big proclamation, per usual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel so strongly for you. I genuinely want to marry you.
Mm-hmm.
And Hannah's just... She looks tired. She's sitting there. She's listening and nodding, but she's looking at him. She just says, I don't know. I don't know. And that was that.
Mm-hmm.
So back at the house, wherever the guys are, they're all sitting around still talking about, you know, hoping and wishing to see Luke P go.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly Luke P returns to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And they are all, like, dumbfounded.
Yeah, they're really,
like,
really
jaws
annoyed.
Dropped, eyes rolling, people pissed as hell that he is still back. And Luke tells them, you know, she told me today was the worst one-on-one she's had. but by the end of the night, you know, we did get somewhere. And she didn't give me a rose, but Hannah said she still wants me to be here.
I feel like that's worse than him just coming back with the rose.
Yeah, this was very, very weird decision by Hannah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're not giving him a rose at the end of the date. So you want him to stay. The only thing left between now and a rose ceremony is a little cocktail party.
Right.
What else are y'all going to talk about? The cocktail party is going to change your mind.
And there's like 12 other dudes. So if he's going to talk to you again, that would be really, really rude to the other guys.
Yes.
I just don't see how she, yeah, I don't really.
He get just this. Got a full one-on-one. The cocktail yeah. party is supposed to be for the guys who didn't go on a date this week. Why mm-hmm. am I splitting more of my time with this dude? So, yeah. very, very odd choice. I understand why the guys were pissed as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And now Garrett, you know, Garrett. Oh, wait.
Garrett coming in hot.
Yes, he don't play with Luke. He said, no. you know, the only, he's very confused seeing Luke here. So he says to him, like, the only way I see you standing here is if you brought up somebody else on the date. Mm-hmm. Like, basically mm-hmm. asking if he, like, right. threw somebody else under the bus like he did with yes. Luke. Luke yeah. S. Mike stills like, this is absurd. Like, I can't believe you're here another yeah, day.
He's just done. You know yeah. when somebody, a man has their hood on and they got their head leaned in their hand like this?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're done. They're done.
So done. And so, yeah, the guys are just pretty perplexed. Luke P claims he did not bring up anybody on the date. Mm-hmm. That's what he says to Garrett and to the rest of the boys. Meanwhile, Hannah, she says she knows the guys are not going to understand it. And, you know, she understands she's going to have to deal with that foolishness. Mm-hmm. But she was also talking about how, you know, he finally came to his senses at the end of the date. Which I don't, him coming back and proclaiming that he wants to marry you is not yeah, coming to his senses.
That's, there's no sense in there. nope. No.
Oh, God. And so she says now, you know, if by tomorrow he goes back to being the weird robotic Luke that I have no connection with, then he won't be getting a rose. I thought this was so odd how Luke is now being cared. Like, in Hannah's eyes, her main concern with him now is that he's weird and robotic. Not yeah. the fact that he's violent, aggressive, yeah. narcissistic, yep. a psychopath, gets yep. along with no one in the house. Like, mm-hmm. that's not her concern. She's now concerned mm-hmm. about his, like, robotic, emotionless ways, which, when did that become the issue? Like...
Oh, well, I feel like that was always the issue because he was always just saying back to her a different version of what she said to him.
Yes.
So
yes.
she finds him to be very robotic and robotic odd. In and that that's way. The thing that is like at least tripping her up. At least there's something. Because before this episode, there was nothing about this man that was making her a little unnerved, which was very scary.
Yeah. Very odd. I don't know. Like, she lost me with that. I was like, weird and robotic. So we just gonna totally forget the fact that he body slammed Luke S, lied on his ass. No. 13 guys in the house don't like him. Like, we're just yeah. gonna sweep that under the rug. Okay, mm-hmm. girl. Okay. The next day, we see Luke going to church to go pray. This I don't was... know why they keep getting this guy rides places. He gets to go, like, Luke, Cam, just select... annoying yeah. people in the house.
Yes.
Always get these little side trips where they get to go mm-hmm. do foolishness. He got to go film praying at a church mm-hmm. for what? But okay. While he's at church praying, all the guys are back at the house packing, getting ready for the cocktail party.
Yep.
Talking about, you know, wanting to get more time with Hannah. So Hannah, time for the cocktail party. Hannah arrives looking bomb.
Arrives.
She arrives.
Arrives. Okay.
Ooh, she looks great.
That was a look. Coat.
Yes. She had on a long white gown, the mm-hmm. high slit, mm-hmm. fit her like a glove.
Yep.
And then she's wearing this long, like, embellished white, like, winter white overcoat.
Yes.
Just draped over everything. The shoulders. Mm-hmm. It was a whole, like...
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Winter Wonderland, Winter Queen look. Loved it.
So good.
Loved it. Ice Queen. So she comes, she announces to the guys, you know, I've been holding on to my faith, as y'all know. Yesterday, the Lord placed a verse on my heart. He said, don't focus on the seen, but on the unseen.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18.
Okay, bring us to church, Justine.
You know, I'm the church lady.
Yep, this is all you, girl. Which this same thing, the seen, not unseen thing, she said last episode, too.
Oh, Hannah.
Yeah, but... this is where she got my Hannah used her words moment. Because I liked the whole, she came in with an agenda. She said, look, the Lord woke me up this morning and was whispering this voice in my ear, or whispering this verse in my ear, and he said to focus on the seen, not the unseen, which is her basically saying, like, I want to talk about deep shit tonight, guys.
Yeah.
Like, I need to see who you are underneath what the hell you've been showing me for the past few weeks. Time to have some deeper, uncomfortable talks. And so I kind of like that she came in just like guns blazing. This is the agenda for tonight. So the first person to grab her is Garrett. And he is so whack to me.
Oh my God. I thought this same. I was watching him and I felt bad because I was like, this guy is so boring.
So lame.
Oh my God.
He only shows interesting sides when he's like going after Luke.
Yeah. Yep.
Otherwise, he's fucking lame. He like...
Yeah, he's whack, man.
He's very whack. He told her, you know... Or she told him, since he's the first person that she sat with, you know, coming in tonight, I have a different energy. You know, I'm ready for everyone to be vulnerable. I'm ready to do the same with you guys. And then he, like, doesn't take the hint. Like, that was the hint to, like, okay, open up about something.
Yeah.
He doesn't take the hint. He basically just says, like, yeah, you know, we had fun the other night. Brings up wearing the kilt, you know, that they were wearing. Told her, I really liked what we talked about. Like, why are you recapping your conversation from last night? Like,
and as I'm watching as a viewer, I'm doing so much work for him. I'm like, you could have talked about how golf is an individual sport and you competed with other people, just like she was competing in Miss USA or whatever the fuck, Miss America, whatever. There are so many things that you could relate to. Alabama, Roll Tide, hello, raised in the South, Christian. What do we got? What do we got? I got multiple balls in the air. Come on, pick one. Oh, none? Okay.
Like,
I'm doing so much work in my head and he is doing none.
Nothing.
None.
And he had every ability to, because she came in and set the agenda for them.
Yes.
This is what we're going to talk about tonight. Mm-hmm. Bring me some complex stories or something. Mm-hmm. And he came with nothing. So Hannah, she again is giving him more clues. She says, you know, I'm excited to talk about your past, your present, mm-hmm. what you're looking for. Like, kept kind of throwing him little bones, like, open up something, something. And then Garrett goes, you know, I do have a question for you. So in my head, I'm like, okay, here we go. I was going to ask her something about her past or whatever. He says, you know, I know you just had a one-on-one with Luke. And, you know, before he left, we told him not to mention anyone's name. You know, I just want to know, was that true? Did he stay true to his words? This is where he obviously got my nigga, you ain't shit award.
I knew it. That's why I picked another one.
Okay.
I knew it.
Because this was such a clear, obvious moment.
Yeah.
Like, what a waste. Get over the Luke foolishness.
Yeah.
You cannot be sitting, spending your precious one-on-one time still talking about the guy that you guys always complain about putting all the attention on him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now you're sitting on your one-on-one time putting the attention on him.
On him, yeah.
During a cocktail party where she came in with a very clear agenda to please open up, tell me something, and you're still sitting here talking about him.
Like,
so whack. It was such a waste of time. And Hannah, you could see in her eyes, she's like, this is a waste of my time.
Yes.
And she ended up telling him, like, I'm aware of you guys' feelings. And she admitted, which she shouldn't even have done none of this. Where she said, you know, he did mention Mike's name. You know, we did talk about Devin and Dylan. But I was the one that asked. I was the one that brought it up. Like, it's not his fault. Like, I brought it up. But she didn't even have to say all that. She could have been like, you know what? I don't want to spend time talking about Luke. Like, let's just move past this.
She didn't want to help him anymore. She had already helped him so much, and he had the nerve to pull her over first and not follow a single item on said agenda. And so she was done.
Yeah.
She was like, you know what? Here it is. This is what you asked for. Yeah, he was talking shit. Next.
Yeah.
Thank you, next.
Little did she know, though, that Garrett was going to return to the guys.
Plotting and scheming.
Stir the big old pot. Good Lord. So he brought all that info back to the guys, confronted Luke in front of all of the guys. All hell broke loose.
Was Luke, this moment giving you, like, frat house initiation night vibes?
Yes.
Right?
It was very petty. I don't know nothing about sororities and fraternities, but this is what I imagine happens in the house. When you have all these people living together, all the petty drama that happens.
Yep. This is exactly what happens in these houses. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Remember that show, Sorority House, on MTV?
Yes, MTV, like 1999.
So good. Oh, man.
So basically a whole hell broke loose at the fraternity social.
Yes, a social. Yes.
Luke admits that he did mention people's names. And so now all the guys are pissed. Garrett is all on one because Garrett says, you know, I asked you before when you came back from the date, you said you didn't say anyone's name. It's now we're just talking semantics here. Like, who gives a shit? Who the fuck cares?
And why are you harping on these, like, one little things? Like, see, you did lie. See, anyway. And, like, Hannah's not there. You just look crazy now. Like,
yeah.
You wasted your time with Hannah. You didn't follow directions. Like, ugh.
Yeah. He's looking very petty.
Yeah.
Very, very petty.
Yeah.
So all of the guys are bickering. Meanwhile, Hannah, she's outside the room trying to have, like, a one-on-one time with Connor. She ended up having to kick Connor to the curb because she's like, she just overhears all the drama and she just wanted to, like, a moment to herself to kind of like collect herself. So the guys are all bickering. Hannah eventually storms into the room, like came in like walking.
Yeah.
Stormed in and shouted for them to stop and says, like, I'm so frustrated about all these different fights that are happening. It's pissing me off. My first thought when she said this was, if you sent Luke P. home, we wouldn't even be in this situation, girl. And she says, you know, if you guys have questions, then just ask me. Like, what do y'all want to know? And so Devin, who he was one of the people that Luke P. apparently, like, named on the date, he just says, you know, I'm confused why anyone's name is coming out of his mouth on his one-on-one time. And Hannah just reiterates to him, which is what she reiterated to Garrett, but yep. he decided not to share this point. She said, I was the one who asked about it. Like, I flat out asked him about specific people, and so that's why your name literally came out of his mouth, because I mentioned it to him, or I asked about it.
A Fox News thing to do. Just, like, eliminate facts from the story so that you can tell the story differently.
Garrett?
Yes. That's yes. such a Fox News ploy. Oh,
God, conveniently left that out.
Yeah.
So she says to the guys, like, I'm not trying to defend him. Like, I'm aware that y'all don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. I'm still trying to piece together what I'm doing with him. But she's like, I'm just tired of hearing all the screaming about things that don't concern you. If you have a question, just ask me and I can tell you. And, like, that was it. Garrett, you know, he's still bringing it up. You know, well, I asked Luke P point blank. You know, if he said anything, he said he didn't. And now Luke P comes in like a bumbling idiot trying to defend himself, talking in circles, blah, 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 blah. Hannah, she like at one point just looked at Luke and just motioned for him to like zip it. Because he's already going into, he's just looking like a fool. And which is in part making her look like a fool because she kept him around.
Totally. Yeah.
So she just motions for him to zip it. And then she says to the guys again, like, yeah, she says to the guys that she's frustrated that, I mean, basically she's frustrated that she's even having to field any of these questions and tells them, like, to stay in your freaking lane because that's I'm tired of hearing thing. The screaming.
They're not getting the hint. When she says, if you have anything, just ask me, she means pull me to the side and let's talk about things individually. She doesn't mean that this is now a second grade classroom and you all have to raise your hand and ask questions about Luke and his one-on-one date.
Yeah.
They're just or not even getting
like,
hint.
Yeah, why are there even collective discussions happening about people's dates? Like, why? Stay why? In your lane. Yeah. Worry about your connection with me and that's it. Like, hello.
Yep.
So the guys, she, you know, she storms out. And she walks up the stairs and is, like, again, trying to get a moment for herself. Meanwhile, the guys still continue bickering. Like, one in one ear, out the other. No one learned a thing in that conversation. Still talking about whether or not Luke P said or didn't say that he did or didn't talk about nobody. Hannah, she's off sipping on her champagne, listening to the drama that she just tried to squash. Yeah. So then she goes right back down the stairs to the guys and, she storms in again and scolds them again and says, Luke, you need to stop making excuses. So, because he's basically talking in circles. She could hear him from upstairs talking up, down, and around and making no fucking sense. So she tells him, just shut the fuck up, you. Because you're making us both look bad.
Yeah.
And then she tells the guys, like, everyone needs to stop focusing on him. Like, I can figure him out for myself. Focus on me. Yes. And then she tells them, like, I'm a grown-ass woman. I can figure this shit out on myself. And then she reminds them, like, that doesn't mean... just because I'm having issues with Luke P, that doesn't mean that I don't have issues with or concerns with all of you. She's like, I think everyone thinks it's just Luke that is making me feel very frustrated and like a psycho, but it's everyone here.
That was my Hannah use your words moment.
Okay, this was a good moment.
For her to finally say that all of you are driving me crazy.
Yes.
I am in this fantastic outfit and upstairs drinking alone.
Yes.
And you all are turning to this man who is at the maximum 5'8" and screaming at him about bringing up his name during a one-on-one date. And I'm over here in an all-white outfit and my thighs out and a fresh self-tan. If you niggas don't stay in your lane and come talk to me. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And I
She's like sitting off on her own by choice. That's the thing. Yeah. Like she can't stand under these people that she's choosing to go sit by her damn self. Yes. Like that's the wild part about this. Oh my God. But yeah, she scolds them. She tells them like, I came in here ready to open up and none of you know anything about me and why I'm here, what makes me me, what are the things I've gone through, because nobody's even asked me, because all we do is talk about stupid shit. And she's like, I don't want to talk to anybody at this point because I'm really defeated with all of you. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to do this anymore. And then she just like storms off.
Yeah.
I felt for her in this moment because she came in with an agenda. She gave them the agenda for the night.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we need to talk about. So when you pull me for your one-on-one time, come prepared to talk about these things. Mm-hmm. And Garrett just set it off on a bad start.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking about pure nothingness. And then just rehashed all the old Luke P drama that she's still not getting anywhere with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just super, super frustrated. And after she leaves, all the guys, like fucking babies, like tail beneath their mm-hmm. legs, all yeah. apologizing to each other for being petty. And Gary gives this big collective, I'm sorry, guys, that was very petty of me. The fuck? So while they're all having a whole kumbaya session, Hannah, she's off in another room crying. And
lip poked out.
What?
Lip poked out. You saw her lip?
Mm-hmm. Quivering.
Like the sad face. It was so mm-hmm. sad.
Chris Harrison comes to meet her and she hugs him and cries. And she says she's just frustrated because they're not opening up because they're mm-hmm. still focusing on just mm-hmm. stupid drama. And then the fact that they keep harping on the Luke P thing just demonstrates to her that they don't respect or trust her. They don't respect or yeah. trust her decisions, basically.
Yeah.
And so she tells Luke P that the party is over, which basically means she wants to go straight into rose ceremony.
Oh, she tells Chris. Yeah.
So, time for the rose ceremony. Basically, no one is safe
no
going
one.
Into the ceremony.
Except for the people who have a rose.
Yes. Jed and Mike have roses.
Yes, which I didn't remember. And yeah, I was totally sitting there forgot. At the very end, and I was like, is this between Luke P. and Mike? But
that flashed in my mind, too. I was like, hold up. And then I saw the pin on his, the rose pin. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yes.
Throw down.
I know, I forgot.
So Jed and Mike have roses. Mm-hmm. No one is safe at this point. Literally anybody mm-hmm. could go home because she's fucking pissed with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah walks up ready for the rose ceremony, doesn't say shit to the guys, and just starts handing out roses.
Yeah,
first rose goes to Connor.
Yeah, like, they're not going to listen anyway. So
ain't going to listen.
Cares?
I'm going to give you no speech. I'm not going to mm-hmm. waste my breath on you. Dumb idiots who don't even listen to anything I say.
How hard it is for her to give a speech? Forget it. No.
Forget it. Nope. First rose, Connor. So Connor gets a rose. Next rose goes to Tyler. Next rose goes to Dustin, who we haven't seen ever.
Why?
Peter gets the next one. Dylan. He's another one we never see.
Who is that?
Who the hell is that? Next rose goes to Garrett, and then there's one rose left.
Mm-hmm.
It's between Luke P, Devin, Grant, and Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And surprise, surprise, the final rose goes to Luke.
Durr.
So we unfortunately have to say goodbye to a POC.
I know.
Dominican Devin. Dominican, but
he's Mexican, but it's okay.
That's okay. Didn't really get to see much of him. I can see him in Paradise. Because this is Will's friend. Remember from the cast files? Yeah, he's friends with Will's. So I can see the two of them chopping it up in Paradise.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be nice to see.
Yeah, that'd be cute. But yeah, last rose goes to Luke. And mm-hmm. yeah, say goodbye to everybody else. The next day, presumably? Not sure. The guys are now in Riga, Latvia,
mm-hmm.
and they're all excited to, you know, put the distractions aside. They're ready to get their, like, happy Hannah back, because she's mm-hmm. been fucking miserable for the last, like, three episodes,
yeah.
basically.
Yeah, she's just had to break down so many times.
Mm-hmm. So the guys are all happy, jolly, running around Latvia, and mm-hmm. meanwhile, Hannah is having tea or coffee or whatever with Chris Harrison. Mm-hmm. And basically tells him how, like, every week has been ridiculous, mm-hmm. is how she puts it. Which is true. She's put up with some bullshit.
Yeah, she has.
Yeah. So she's very, like, teary-eyed. She tells him that she, you know, she admits that she's not trusting these relationships as much as she thought she would. Mm-hmm. And she, in fact, doesn't even feel ready yet to even open up to the guys because she hasn't yet been led to open up. Like, the guys haven't really given her the space to even yeah. be vulnerable. So she's like, is it even worth yeah. is it even worth me even opening up about my past with people right. who I just don't even feel good about anyways?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Which also comes with not so much of a, like, confidence with her past because it mm-hmm. wasn't that long ago.
Right, right.
You know, mm-hmm. I feel like for a lot of the other bachelorettes, like for Rachel, we knew about that, like, 5-year relationship where the guy was leading her on mm-hmm. for the whole time, for her whole season, basically. Like, mm-hmm. we knew that's why she was on the show. She was ready to get married because of XYZ. Mm-hmm. And with this girl, we still don't know because it didn't happen long ago.
Right.
So, she's still, just so young.
She's young. She's still self-reflecting on that shit. Like,
yeah.
So yeah. I mean, she said, if my husband's not here, I don't want to give myself away to these guys. Which is, yeah, that's kind of how I operate, too. Like, when I'm dating, when I, was going on a date, like, I'm only going to open up as much as you give me the space and comfort to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not mm-hmm. just going to be an open book. Some people are an open book. Like, I for damn sure I'm not an open book. You have to prove to me that you're a good listener, someone who mm-hmm. actually gives a shit to ask follow-up questions and really mm-hmm. dive into what I'm saying before I deem you worthy of opening up. So it's So she's like, if my husband's not even in this room, then ain't no point in me sharing about my past with any of these people here. And then she admits, like, flat out, like, I don't know how this works for people, like, this whole process. And she says she doesn't know if it's going to work for her.
Oh, that was heartbreaking.
Yeah, that sucked. So we go to commercial break.
Mm.
And then when we come back from break, we are back outside of the front of Bachelor Mansion.
It looks like the first episode.
It looks like the first episode. Chris Harrison is outside of Bachelor Mansion. He's talking mm-hmm. to the camera, and he says, you know, Hannah isn't sure that any of these men are her husband. How did we get here? You know, it's important to get to the bottom of the future of the show before we move on. And then we cut to Hannah and Chris Harrison inside Bachelor Mansion, sitting fireside, talking about the season thus far.
This is where the Bachelor producers, Chris Harrison, all the rest of you people running this show, ABC, everybody gets my nigga you ain't shit award. Because what in the fuck is this? It is 9:18. I am ready to watch more drama. And here we go recapping 3 hours ago.
Yes.
While these guys are in Latvia, which I did not know is a vacation destination.
Oh, okay.
And I had no idea that people go to Latvia. I would like to see it. I'm very curious. I would love to know. Much more curious than I was about Newport, motherfucking Rhode Island. But here we are. Here we are in LA at this goddamn fireplace.
Uh huh. Where they're basically doing a mid-season recap. And what was even more strange about this was, this was very obviously recorded after the season.
Right.
Like, that's the weird thing. Like, Hannah's talking in past tense, or she's trying to pretend like it's, like, something that's happening currently, but it's so clear that the show has already ended. Yes. They are now back at Bachelor Mansion recording this mid-season catch-up thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So weird.
Yeah.
Which
also, I think, to your point earlier, is because of the editing. They probably called her up real quick and they were like, look.
Yeah. We don't have enough for this for episode 7. We don't have enough. Yep. Like, could we bring mm-hmm. you back in and we'll do this little, like, you know, highlight reel thing.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's basically what we got. The last mm-hmm. like 30 minutes of the episode was them doing like a season highlights, lowlights, whatever you want to call it, reel, mm-hmm. where they recap all of the drama that led to where we're at right now, where Hannah's basically saying she's done with everybody. So we're reminded of Scott from the first episode, the guy with the girlfriend. Cam and his foolishness, and then all of Luke P's nonsense, including the drama that happened in Scotland that we just watched 20 minutes ago. Now it's in a highlights reel 20 minutes later. Like, literally rewatching a scene that we just watched 20 minutes ago.
And the Real Housewives, for all you Potomac fans, you know, and Atlanta fans, the Real Housewives, they do this all the time. Mm-hmm. They will cut to something and be like 2 minutes ago or like 10 seconds ago. And it makes it funny when you do things like that. They didn't bother with any of that.
No, it was very seriously like a sit down with Hannah. Let's recap the season. Like,
and lazy editing.
So strange. So strange. Twitter was like up in arms. Like, everyone on Twitter is like, what is happening? What are we watching? This is not what I signed up for tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So then they recap all the drama. Then Chris Harrison's like, well, let's talk about the good stuff. Let's recap your favorite dates so far. What the fuck are we watching? Like,
why would no one ask for this? What?
The season is not that deep in. There's still like 15 guys here. Like, so she's recapping the drag queen date. That was just 3 episodes ago. Like, there's not much to look back at. The labor simulation with the guys when they're like going through the contractions like thing. That was not that long ago.
No, it wasn't.
So she's recapping her favorite dates. The one thing I liked, we got a nice little, another little bachelor edit for Mike.
Yes, we kinda did.
Little Mike highlights reel. Hannah talking about how great he is and their connection, how deep of a, you know, person he is. And that's, I mean, she talked about before coming on the show, she'd only kissed 5 guys.
Duh, she's 24.
Yeah, she's young. She admitted the best kisser was Luke. Then we got a bloopers reel.
Which was wild.
It was so crazy.
It was like, crazy. I mean, my Escape to Wakanda moment was buried in there.
Somewhere in here.
It was. When that dog went up to that ice cream and just started eating from that ice cream tub, I was like, get me to Wakanda right now.
And I thought Jed was definitely going to go eat back the ice cream.
So did I.
You know, and white people love their dogs.
Very, very nervous. And I love my dogs, too. I work with dogs all the time.
I love dogs, but white people love kissing their dogs in the mouth.
In the mouth.
And eating the food that the dog just licked and all that foolishness. So I thought he was going to do that. And, disgusting.
No.
So yeah, we got some bloopers, and then that was the end of the episode.
They played Jonathan out. They hung on Jonathan out to dry.
Oh yeah, that moment. So Jonathan,
we don't have to go over it.
Jonathan. I'm like, do I even want to? Yeah. I breezed over that real quick. Well, we're ready to talk about it. Jonathan, the black guy who got sent home after he had that back and forth with Cam. They showed like an awkward moment where he was like trying to go in for a kiss with Hannah, and she like kind of like skirt to the side and caught the side of his mouth. Skirt. And that was the episode, guys.
That was it.
Very, very odd ending.
Yep.
I don't even know. It's hard to recap a recap. You know,
it's hard to recap what we just recapped last week.
Exactly.
Also, what we just recapped, minute 28, when we just started.
Of this exact episode. So.
Yeah.
We did get a preview of next week.
Next week and upcoming.
And upcoming for the season. Right. Yeah. So we got a lot of clips of Hannah continuing her making out, you know.
Yes.
Journey.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Making out with everybody.
Sexual exploration.
We have Luke saying, you know, I can't wait to have sex with her when we're married. Then we get footage of Hannah and Garrett bungee jumping naked.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. And then we see Luke finding out about it and being pissed and talking about in his confessional, like, I want to make sure she's not sleeping around.
So this gross. Guy's
a fucking ass, like, yeah. I can't even. Jed saying to Hannah, sorry, just like makes me boil. Like, he's so problematic. I want to make sure she's not sleeping around. Who are you to decide who the fuck she could sleep with?
That is literally rape culture, like, just in there.
Yes.
He's like, rape culture, toxic masculinity, all of it.
All of it. One. So problematic. Ugh. And, okay, so yeah, then we have Jed saying, you know, I don't understand, saying to Hannah, I don't understand how you can be as amazing as you are and still be, like, entertaining a guy like him.
Yep.
Which, obviously, he's talking about Luke P. Mm-hmm. We have someone saying, like, a voiceover saying, there's some people who are starting to question Hannah. So some of the guys are really starting to wonder what the fuck she's doing with this dude, Luke.
Yep.
And then we see Luke and Hannah on a one-on-one. Luke says to her, let's talk about sex and how the marriage bed should be kept pure.
That's what he said?
Yes, bitch, that is what this man said. The same dude who was fucking around, fucking every damn girl, and Jesus came to the shower and told him to stop fucking. Now he has the nerve to be talking about somebody's marriage bed.
I still haven't heard that story yet. I'm excited to hear that story.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to hear him flesh that bullshit out. So after he says that, we kind of see Hannah like in a tizzy, kind of an uproar.
Yeah.
Shouting at him, saying, I don't owe you anything. My husband would never say what you said to me. She says, I've had, you know, same reel that we've seen before. Yeah. But she says, I've had physical relationships, I've had sex, and honestly, Jesus still loves me. Mm-hmm. Still unclear whether she's saying I've had sex with people here.
Oh, how exciting.
I doubt it, because we learned she only kissed five guys before she came on the show, so it'd be wild.
Yeah, and she says, I can't wait for fantasy suites at some point with somebody. I think it was with Tyler.
You know he about to throw down.
Oh, okay.
God damn it. I'm loving Tyler more and more every day.
Love him.
His Insta story is the best.
I know. He's so cute.
He's so cute. His little black friend. Last week they were like, I think his black friend like works for some, he's a model too, but like works for some nonprofit that does like food nutrition with kids.
Oh, cool.
Like local inner city kids or something.
Yeah, I saw the picture with him and the kids. That? Like him and all these black kids.
Yeah, and he was like, his whole story, he was with the friend, like doing their little volunteering last week. It was very cute. Anyways, back to the preview.
Not the Tyler show.
Not the Tyler show. We see same moment, Hannah's in a full-on rage, and obviously this is the night that Luke P. goes home, I'm assuming. And yeah, he gets kicked to the curb. And then we see a clip of her. This is now daytime. And she's with Chris Harrison, who's telling her that this was a little bit unclear. I don't know if I missed something, but there's a guy here and he has a ring in his pocket and he's ready to propose to you. And she looks very distraught.
Yeah.
Distressed. I don't know if they're trying to imply that this is somebody who's not on the show who's now showed up to propose. Is this somebody Luke P who got kicked off?
I think it's Luke P.
Yeah. Who has now come back ready to propose after being kicked off.
What a crackerjack ring.
And we have Hannah saying it could have been so different if he wasn't here right now. And that was the episode, my friends.
That was it.
Was a weird one. We tried our best to recap.
We did. Thank you for being along for the ride this week.
Being along, but they gave us what we got. And so that's what we could talk about. But we'll be back next week.
We sure will.
As always, don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. Tell us what you thought of this episode. Hit up the community board.
Yes.
What the fuck did we just watch? What is your interpretation? Why did they do this mid-season recap reel? What are your theories? Because I'm very perplexed.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. Did you even watch it? Did you did you click off at the 9:20 mark when this bullshit started and went and lived your life? Because I wish I could have done that, but instead I had to watch it. God. Oh Lord. forward to hopefully next week they turn back the drama, because
yes, hopefully
I'm ready for that again. Mm-hmm. But yeah, rate, review, subscribe, hit us up on Twitter, email, Facebook, Instagram, tag us in your stories, share us with yep. the world, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye guys.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.